From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. More than 200 dead in Egyptian terror attack. 235 people are dead after an attack on a packed mosque in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula. Egypt officials relayed the information through state-run media Friday, placing the blame on suspected militants. The MENA news agency reports authorities said extremists targeted the Al-Rada Mosque in the town of Bir al-Abed. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi took to the airwaves today and told his nation, "We are fighting this alone. Egypt is confronting terrorism on the region and the world's behalf. This is why all that is happening at the moment is an attempt to stop our efforts to confront terrorism." Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals. The United States has called on Pakistan to arrest and charge an Islamist cleric accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on India's financial capital. Pakistani authorities, acting on a court order Friday, freed Hafiz Syed from nearly 11 months of house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. The detention had stemmed from the terrorism allegations. India's External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar.
His release confirms once again the lack of seriousness on the part of Pakistani government in bringing to justice perpetrators of heinous act of terrorism, including by individuals and entities designated by the United Nations.
Washington has been offering a $10 million reward since 2012 for information leading to Syed's arrest and conviction. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades was sworn in Friday and has promised major reforms to ease the country's long-running economic crisis. President Emmerson Mnangagwa takes power in a nation left deeply scarred by 37 years of authoritarian rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned Tuesday under intense pressure from the military and the ruling party. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I say that as president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful. And obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
An Iranian sanction-busting case in New York threatens to further strain Turkey-U.S. relations. The trial of Turkish-Iranian businessman Reza Zarab and Mehmet Hakan Atilla, vice president of Turkish state bank Halkbank, is due to start on December 4th. Ankara has slammed the case as political, but fears are growing it could have severe financial consequences for the Turkish economy. London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they have not located any trace of any suspects, evidence of shots fired, or casualties. Sam Overton was an eyewitness.
I was at the top of Argyle Street, next to the currency exchange, and I just heard screaming. And then a herd of people were just charging down. It looked like they were just, it looked like they were being sort of mowed down, but that was just people running over each other, tripping over each other.
Videos posted on social media showed a rush of people leaving the Oxford Circus tube station. A suicide bomb attack on a police envoy in northwestern Pakistan Friday killed a senior officer and his guard. More on this on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.